from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have to read this. Please excuse me for reading this. Any rebroadcast of this game, would you
that
think
would
of rebroadcasting this game is expressly prohibited with the advance written permission of the NFL, 94 WIP, and Odyssey. And if you want to rebroadcast it, please seek psychiatric help.
Well, that was the great Merrill Reese yesterday at the end of the preseason, or Saturday at the end of the preseason game, talking about how tough it was. It was a tough watch on Saturday. And he's right. If anybody wants to rebroadcast that game, they should request immediate psychiatric attention.
Yeah, it's the final one. And for me, other than seeing Cooper out there, and
not a great start for Cooper, by the way.
No, it was not. But I'm
yeah, but it's his first action.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a little bit of a break. See legs.
Dumb penalty. Dumb penalty, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
He hasn't played football in you know,
what,
really,
since
like
December,
seven,
maybe,
yeah, because he got hurt last year. And
it's football IQ, man. Come on, you're a football guy. You gotta, you gotta do things the right way.
The more concerning thing to me was Nolan.
Yeah. No, yeah. For sure. Like, you know, in all honesty, Nolan Smith playing into the second half preseason game.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the alumni that showed up Saturday.
Yeah. Shout out to you. You got, you know.
And shout out to the great Shady McCoy.
Yes.
Who is going to go into the Eagles Hall of Fame this year. Which game is it, TK?
I think the Jacksonville game.
The Jacksonville game.
Now, the big question, do you think Chip Kelly will be in attendance that night?
I do not believe Chip Kelly will be here that night.
That would be amazing. Oh, come on. For the content, we got to do it.
Listen, I don't think Jeffrey Lurie will allow Chip Kelly anywhere around this building.
He'll never set foot in the link again unless Ohio State's playing there.
Yeah, I think we've talked about reunions. Let's get them back together. LeSean and Chip.
I'm sure that would go awesome.
That would be great.
I will say about LeSean McCoy, two things. One, it is crazy to watch like a player that I watched get drafted now go into the Hall of Fame. Like, that's one of the first players that's happened for me as just someone. But in terms of just excitement, I mean, he's got to be one of the top 4 or 5 Eagles players I've seen. Just where,
ever.
Like, yeah, just like the runs. The cutting on the dime nickname.
Love Shady.
Well deserved.
He's one of my favorite running backs.
Best running back in franchise history.
Well, certainly there's no argument there. I always go with B because B was my teammate. But B, and probably more importantly, B. West just had bigger moments in the postseason.
Yep.
He just did. He had the moments in the postseason. And, you know, as great as Shady was during a regular season, he's the all-time leading rusher. He only played in 3 playoff games during his time
here.
And
didn't win any of them.
And he lost all of them.
It's almost like we forget how great Brian Westbrook was. Like, between 2006 and 2008, he was the Eagles' offense.
Yeah.
Like Donovan was injured a lot of 06 and 07, mm-hmm. and at the back part of his career
in 08.
B. West
was the offense.
Yeah, he was the offense, especially 06, that Garcia
man.
Run. Westbrook was just incredible.
Well, and also, I mean, you know, the punt return against the Giants. Like, he had big regular season moments as well.
Big block.
There you go.
Nicely done,
Ike.
That's an argument I would not want to be a part of.
Yeah. Picking between the two.
Yeah, because I like them both.
I think they're close. They're close, whichever way you fall on it. I think they're easily 1-2.
Yep.
As far as Shady goes, of all, like, the Eagles games I've been to in my life, and you know I used to work at the Link. I was there for a lot of them. That game against the Lions in the snow, you can't top it.
Nah.
I mean, that was just insane that day. What he's able to do.
Yeah, that whole day was crazy.
Yeah.
The fact that we started that pregame show and it wasn't snowing, by the time the game started, it was 8 feet of snow
outside. I remember being down on the field and then walking up to the press box. And by the time I got from down on the field to up to the press box, you couldn't even see out of the window.
I'm lower level 30-yard line. For the first quarter and a half of the game, I couldn't see the field from where I was. It was crazy.
That's why they need to build domes everywhere.
Yeah, perfect. Now it's time for the text line. Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
All these musical references are going over my head. Tom in the studio.
Nicely done, Buzz. Got to sneak a short joke in there, too, before the end of the show.
Yeah, I didn't even pick up on that. Yeah, that's good.
Let Buzz do the top five. Spike in Las Vegas.
Spike's in Vegas?
Yeah.
What's he doing out there?
I saw he went to a concert. I don't know if that's why he went out there. But
okay. Oh, that's right. He did go to a concert out there.
I think he goes to Vegas quite a bit.
Hey, man.
Lucky he's a Vegas
man? Yeah. Okay. Good for him.
What's next?
Good thing Elliot is talking Phillies again. Jack in Ocean City.
Man, these two guys that have time off, certainly, checking in on the text line.
Oh, they're very different vibes, though. Very different trips. Spike going to Vegas, Jack going to Ocean City with the family.
I texted Jack a baseball take this weekend. He didn't take it well.
No, he doesn't like your baseball takes?
No, yeah, he doesn't like when I give him my baseball opinions.
I wonder where he falls on Taiwan.
I could guess where he falls.
Yeah, I
could
guess where he's on Taiwan. He's
probably
out.
Where the fans are.
Yeah.
I know they got together a week ago, but I need another 2008 reunion. Gary in Vineland.
That was odd timing from Gary, considering it was alumni weekend last weekend at the ballpark.
I think they should build a statue of Howard, Utley, and Rollins. Like one statue, all three of them.
Well, I like that.
What they should do is retire their uniform numbers. The fact they're not doing
agreed.
That is...
Yeah.
Not good.
Let's get him in the Wall of Fame first.
Yeah. What's next, Buzz?
Hey, Tom, I'll be waiting for you when you get home. Arthur in Scottsdale.
I don't know if you'll be at the show tomorrow after...
After I hung up on
Arthur?
Yeah,
after hanging up on Arthur.
Yeah, he's... whatever. Forget about Arthur.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not taking
digging a deeper
again.
Hole for you, for yourself.
Hey, Kobe, don't let the door hit you on the way out! Taiwan at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate. Come on. Everybody wants to see more Colby Allard. You don't want to see more Colby Allard, Ike?
I wouldn't have a problem with seeing more Colby Allard. I don't know if I'm as passionate about it as you are, but I wouldn't have a problem with it.
So, in all seriousness, standing ovation for Taiwan?
That's not happening.
That I can guarantee you.
Help for Trey.
He's liable to get stuff thrown at him before they do that.
I don't think people would be able to bring themselves to do that. It would be hilarious.
Did it for Trey.
Did you get the alert? Zach McPherson?
Oh, the Zach McPherson was released?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean.
He's probably on the outside looking in, right?
Yeah, but I will say he's someone, and I feel bad for him. Injuries really kind of. Mm-hmm. He was going to be, their starting nickel a few years ago. Yeah.
As you may have predicted also. Jahan Dotson will be wearing number 13 at some point.
Called that.
It's not there yet, but Will Grier has been released.
Yeah, there we go.
So you got to get
Dotson out of 87.
Yes.
That way they can, I guess, go back to unofficially retiring the 87 for Brent Celek?
Yeah.
That's a weird number not to give out, by the way.
Well, nobody wants it.
Okay, nobody wants it. That's what it is? It's not that bad of a number.
Well, these skill guys, these young guys, they didn't grow up watching players wear 80 numbers.
It used to be a great receiver number. Yeah. Now it's...
Yeah, all the receivers want teens and single-digit numbers.
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. Like, somebody could wear 87.
I grew up on the 80s. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Nah, but you can't have Dotson in 87.
No.
He's a single-digit teen guy.
Perry Nickerson. Is he any relation to Hardy Nickerson? And Max Sharping?
Yep. Yeah.
And Julian Okawa?
Yeah, he's an edge rusher, defensive tackle guy.
He had a big sack on Saturday.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Put that down in your memory, man.
These
are some guys you could see back on the practice squad.
Yeah.
I think the advantage of cutting them today as opposed to tomorrow is they go through waivers, I believe, now before everyone else makes a cut. So these are probably guys that they want to bring back.
Okay. Well, we will definitely cover all that tomorrow when cutdowns happen at 4 o'clock. But now it is time to do leading off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest best game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.